Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Season 5 of Two Dudes Doing Trivia. I'm Daniel.
And I'm Will. It has been quite some time before we were back behind these very microphones. A few months off, indeed.
Yeah, people, thank you so much for the emails and the messages and the in-person transmitting of signal that you are ready and eager to listen to more Two Dudes Doing Trivia. We are ready and eager to produce more Two Dudes Doing Trivia, so happy to be here.
That is right. A couple of announcements. I'm feeling a little bit hoarse today, a little bit under the weather. We're on like wave 65 of COVID or something like that. In fact, I've tested negative for COVID, but I do have a sore throat and a bit of a cough, so I apologize in advance. Also, if this recording goes well, we're probably going to do a batch recording, so I'm sorry for the next few weeks for you having to deal with my cold.
And I'd just like to also make a small announcement. I'm not feeling great at trivia. We were just talking earlier, and it's been a while since we've done one of these, so lots of forgiveness, lots of bonus points to be earned, I hope, because that's going to need them.
That's what I got to say. Fine with me, anyway. So what are we doing this week?
We've got the crowd favorite right out of the open, right out of the gate, is the before and after. So for those who don't know, before and after is two trivia clues smashed together to make one trivia clue that kind of flows together. An example of this might be...
I've got an old one in front of me right here to save your bacon and think it on the spot. Thank you. This 2008 song was Katy Perry's first hit single that shot her into the limelight so fast that Stieg Larsson wrote a Swedish crime series about her. Which is, of course...
It is I Kissed a Girl would be the first half of that clue, and then the second half of that Stieg Larsson, the novel, is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, so the complete answer is the before and the after. I Kissed a Girl with a Dragon Tattoo.
You got it, and I believe you got that correct all those many months ago.
Yeah, I feel like I am pleased that I got it now, so I was probably even more pleased to have gotten it before.
That's right. So this is a crowd favorite. This is one of my favorites, and we'll say this is also a trivia category that you do.
I do it. It's, I don't know what it is. It's just so much harder for me to write. I'm just not creative like you, I think. But enough about me. Let's get into befores and after. Would you like to go first, answering or asking?
I will read first.
Hit me with it.
Did you want to alternate these since there's no time limit?
Sure.
Sure. So I'll do one, you do one. And here we go, Season 5, 2DDT. In February of 2023, he broke the all-time points record in the NBA, made all the more impressive when just 7 months later, news broke that he found possible signs of life on a distant planet. Talk me through it.
I'm really not good at basketball. So I'm thinking, who is the best in the points? So I think... that was when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is no longer the points leader. There's something like that.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was probably not scoring points in 2023.
That's right, exactly. Sorry, are they the annual points leader, no, seasonal, or are they just like
career, all-time? Career, all-time points
leader. Career all-time. Okay, so I know it's not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and he became... So who is really good at free throws? Karl Malone, but that doesn't mean you're good at getting points. Free throws are just worth 1 point. I don't know if that's even true. I just made that up, but I think it's true, actually. Anyways, let's keep going. We'll address that later if it's incorrect. Okay. It's not Karl Malone, but Karl Malone got me a point in another trivia space like earlier this season. Okay. Is it LeBron James? Oh, wait, no. This LeBron James Webb Telescope. There you go.
The LeBron James Webb Space Telescope is correct. And I'm glad we got there. And I think you probably could have just got there from the James Webb Space Telescope first and worked backwards a lot quicker. But
you know what?
You did it in the more funny way, that's for sure.
I had James Webb Telescope, and I'm like, do I know any basketball player with the last name James? I better start the other way.
Only the most scoringest player of all time.
Oh, man. Good for him. I'll hit you with one. It's a bit longer, so stay with me here. In China, this book is called Quotations from Chairman Mao Zedong, but it is better known internationally by what name describing the book's appearance? While Chapter 4 of that book describes how to deal with contradictions among people, Chapter 4 of another book describes how God rejects Abel's offering while accepting Cain's, causing Cain to murder Abel.
Oh my God. Cain and Abel. Okay, so you're in the Old Testament. Adam and Eve related, so probably Genesis. So I'm guessing Book of Genesis is the second thing, and the other thing is just like based on the book's appearance, and it's China. So I don't know. Maybe this is risque of me to say. Is it like the red book of Genesis?
We will be so generous of the points. It is most famously called the Little Red Book of Genesis. Or Little Red Book and then Book of Genesis.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know that, but...
It was printed in pocket size so that all of the loyal citizens could carry it with them and just refer to the Mao Zedong quotations.
I think they're officially known as the Mao Zedong Stands.
Is that it?
Is that in the history books? Well, I appreciate the leniency anyway.
That's good.
And I just went with red based on communism and no other reason.
That's right, exactly.
Your second question. This American educational short animation series for children had an original run from 1973 to 1984, a revival in the early 1990s, and then was completely transformed to a stage musical that ran on Broadway from 2009 to 2015, featuring 80s music from Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, Styx, Journey, and others.
Yeah, I think I've got this one. Schoolhouse Rock of Ages?
That is indeed correct.
Nice. Oh, cool. I've never watched Schoolhouse Rock, I don't think. It's just something that came up randomly. I was like, wow, that's really popular and went for a long time.
Yeah, I loved the Schoolhouse Rock when I was a kid, and I can't even, like, the animation was so bad in the early 1990s that I can't even parse out which was the new episodes that I was watching and which was the ones from 15 years prior, because they look the exact same to me. So
I saw this thing of the 101 Dalmatians, the 1950-ish film, like the Disney animated film. Animation's kind of creepy back then. Like, it's not stop motion or anything, but it's things are kind of, the music was orchestral and I don't know, sometimes it kind of creeps me out.
Yeah, they're all hand-drawn.
I'm glad we made progress. Yeah, for sure.
You're 2 for 2.
Here's your second. You'll be 2 for 2, I'm sure, hopefully. In a 1982 film, Sean Penn and Jennifer Jason Leigh play high school sophomores, which means they cannot be impeached for treason, bribery, or this other four-word catch-all for impeachable acts.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High Crimes and Misdemeanors?
Damn, you got that fast. And yes, how did you know Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Well,
you
just knew that one? I've only seen 4 movies in my life, and that's one of them. And I know Sean Penn plays Jeff Spicoli, and he's one of the greatest characters of movie history. So Sean Penn, his character is like the stoner surfer dude with the long hair. He walks into class with like, he orders a pizza to class and that kind of thing, and he's like the big, you know, hippie stoner dude bro. And my favorite line of his is when they're sitting in... like the cafe or whatever, he just sits down, rips his tarp off, like shirt, throws it on the ground, and then they won't serve him. And they're like, read the sign, Spicoli. And he's like, no shirt, no shoes, no dice. It's just like the dumbest hippie thing. Oh my God. Yeah, I like that movie.
Oh my God, that's funny. Yeah, Jennifer Jason Leigh, I've not seen this movie, but Jennifer Jason Leigh also was in Hateful Eight. She was I don't know if she won an Oscar, was just nominated, but she's the one who's like, my brother will come here with whatever, whatever. I don't know if you've seen Hateful Eight, but...
That does not hit actually, I think I have seen Hateful Eight just because I am a big Tarantino guy, but I probably wouldn't have connected it that she was in Fast Times.
No.
Because those movies were many years apart. Alrighty, excellent question. This third one... maybe a bit harder than Schoolhouse Rock of Ages, but here we go. This hard, resilient, iridescent material, also called nacre, that forms the lining of some mollusks, heavily influenced one of the most successful American bands of the 90s with hits like Jeremy, Alive, and Better Man.
Nice. Yeah, so the nacre.
Nacre, okay. My bad.
Nacre.
I've only ever seen it
written. Was it nacre? Or what did you say, nacre?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a longer
name. Whatever it's called, I know that's called Mother of Pearl. And Jeremy is on my car trivia playlist, I call it. It's the playlist I listen to while I'm just like, I don't know anything about pop music. I'll just put music that I think other people know about and I'll learn about it. So I know that is Pearl Jam. We got the mother of Pearl Jam.
So you really backed into that with your pop music trivia studying, and that is correct. Good work, I guess.
Three for three. Okay, this is a 3 for 3 here for you also. So this one I need to just add like a premise. So you know me, I am a rap god. So I'm going to try not to rap this passage. I'm just going to speak the passage as best I can. And then there's like a second half. Young Huv, y'all known when the flow is loco. Young B and the R-O-C, uh-oh. Old G Big Homie, the one and only. Stick Bony. The pocket is fat like Tony Soprano. That's the rap passage. This Jay-Z rap verse is featured in a very popular 2003 song, not in a 1985 novel that follows the romance of Florentino and Fermina.
This is not in my bailiwick, in my wheelhouse, so to speak. Some of my colleagues may say it's way outside of my remit. I don't even know that I can name a Jay-Z song that would be appropriate to broadcast on air.
Okay, I will guide you there a little bit. This is a single verse within a song.
And I'm... Okay.
So he is not... This is featuring Jay-Z. This is not a Jay-Z song.
Oh, okay.
And 2003, so that was long ago, but that very was like... big song. This is on the top 100... This song's on the top Billboard top 100 singles of all time by women.
I am sure that I know it. I just... I, unlike yourself, am not a rap god, so, and I have no idea on the novel, so I'm gonna have to pass on this one.
This is a famous Beyoncé song, Crazy in Love in the Time of Cholera.
Okay.
Love in the Time of Cholera is for Florentino Fermina, okay. 1985.
Both of those things I've definitely heard of, but, yeah. Just one leap of logic away from getting there.
And it was tough for me not to rap that with all my spirit, because that's what I do.
I've seen it many times myself. Good one. All right. Your last before and your last after. He was the King of Scots from 1306 to his death in 1329. Led Scotland during the First War of Scottish Independence against England, and fought successfully during his reign to restore Scotland to an independent kingdom, and is regarded in Scotland as a national hero. Which is really crazy when you consider he was born in the USA.
Robert the Bruce Springsteen.
You got voice. It. I figured that was going to be the easiest one, but it was clever, so I included it.
It was clever. That's actually cool. Born in the USA. Okay. Again, I have like a story time before the question, my clue question, whatever. So I have a before and after in here. I also have, if you're willing to risk it, a before, during, and after.
Oh, you know I love a three-parter.
So you can have full points with just the before and during component. And then if you get the after component, you'll have the same amount of points and we'll just move on anyways. So it's not worth anything, but it is a little bit more fun.
But imagine the clout I could have.
All the clout. Hopefully, it's a bit longer, but hopefully we can keep track of it. I'll talk slow, I can repeat it. Let's do it. Who famously upset the rising Edmonton Oilers in a 1982 playoff game known as the Miracle on Manchester? Though you won't hear this team's Triple Crown lines vocals on the 2008 album Only by the Night by this band known for the song Sex on Fire. You also won't hear their vocals on the soundtrack to the 1994 film about a hitman taking in a 12-year-old girl played by Natalie Portman in her film debut.
So is that just the before and after, or is there three parts
in there? That's the before, during, and after. So there's Edmonton Oilers 1982 known on the Miracle of Manchester. There is the 2008 album called Only by the Night, and this the name of the band known for the song Sex on Fire, and the name of the 1994 film, which is Natalie Portman's film debut.
I just don't know the film. Classic me. Never seen this movie.
It's a bit of a deep cut for the film also.
Okay, so we've got Los Angeles Kings of Leon.
I'm nodding for those who can't see.
Leon.
It's about a hitman, this movie.
Leon Trotsky. I have no idea.
Leon the Professional. The LA Kings of Leon the Professional is the complete before, during, and after of that one.
Yeah, I've never heard of that movie, so I'll take some points of
it. You'll take all the points. All right. You'll take 100% of the points there.
I appreciate that. We're really shaking off the rust of this episode.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Nice. All right. You got 3 out of 4 on my befores and after.
There you go. 4 to 3 for you.
6 out of 8. I don't know how we're doing this. So 7 out of 8. I don't know.
That means I will take, I will read first in the rapid fire question round. We're going to do 8 rapid fire questions, which is like 80 seconds, but we're going to round it up to 90 because 80 doesn't make any sense in the context of the clock. And as is tradition, I do not have a timer ready. Okay, I've set up my timer. We're going to do 1.5 minutes. If you get perfect, then I have no chance because I need to beat you by 1 to tie. For the first time in season 5 in the rapid fire world, are you ready to start?
I am ready to start.
8 questions in 3, 2, 1. What rum drink takes its name from a famous cliche in literature that Snoopy often cites in Peanuts and also provides the opening line for 1962's A Wrinkle in Time?
Pass.
In May 2019, Sam Bankman-Fried founded what now bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange that was mired in controversy in late 2022?
Bitcoin?
FTX. Serving as prime minister from 1998 to 2002 and again from 2010 to present, Viktor Orban is the head of state for what European country?
Turkey?
Hungary.
Damn it.
Also known as floating compression, what portmanteau describes a stable 3D structure composed of non-contiguous parts in compression with contiguous parts in tension?
Oh my god, we really gotta shake the rust off. I'll pass on this. Shoot.
The combination of policies, legislative actions, and technologies that heavily restrict and regulate China's domestic internet is known by what clever nickname?
China Guard.
The Great Firewall. What is the only Southeast Asian nation that was never ruled by a European country?
Myanmar?
Thailand. What iconic, really? Racy, touring dance troupe gets their name from a 1750s modified Rococo-style furniture designer?
Chippendale?
Correct. And you're a little over, but I'm giving you the last one anyway. Part of the American Big Three automakers, along with Ford and GM, what company was formed in 2021 by a merger of the French PSA group with Fiat Chrysler?
Stellantis?
It is Stellantis for a point. Now let's just tally these up before we get into de-rustification. Alrighty, a bit of a quick tally today, not to rub it in or anything, but I believe you just got the last 2 questions correct there.
Yes.
So
I just like to go first if possible. I know who Erdogan is, and I know Turkey. I just thought that the trick was that the head of state, you know, it's one of those prime minister president situations where even though my partner's explained to me 100 times what the difference is, but I still have no clue what the difference is.
Well, I didn't even give you all the answers here because of the past situation. I was thinking if there was time to come back. There was not time.
Yeah, which I did not have. Yeah,
so a rum drink that takes its name from a famous cliche in literature. In the Peanuts comics, Snoopy often pretends to be an author, and he always starts his stories with this cliche line. The 1962 novel, A Wrinkle in Time, actually starts with this line. The author knew it was a cliche and then doubled down and said, used it as a cliche because it starts so many things, and then they used it seriously. And then it was listed as like the top 100 opening lines in literature history. And that is, it was a dark and stormy night. And that's where a dark and stormy gets its name from.
Nice. That is dark rum and ginger beer.
That is correct.
Damn.
It was a nice dark one. And stormy night.
Nice one.
And then the floating compression, like when you have a table that has, say, a platform on the bottom and a platform on the top, but they're not actually connected by anything solid. They're just connected by wires. And then in between the two of them, they'll have like 2 hooked pieces that are connected by another wire. So they're kind of floating, but they're always in tension. It's called a tensegrity table or a tensegrity design. So tension integrity is the portmanteau.
Tensegrity.
And I've always thought like it wouldn't be that hard to build one of those. I just, haven't found the time to do it. We also recently renovated and I don't really have a workshop anymore.
And I think ultimately it would be really cool, not for as long as you think. Like, I think it is really cool, but Yeah, I don't know. Are you going to be that entertained by it for as long as it took you to like make the effort?
Well, I feel like if I made like a coffee table out of it, then it's a useful piece that's also just...
Oh, true. Yeah, okay. I forget that art can be utilitarian also.
Yeah, function over form.
I'm calling it art.
All right. And then Southeast Asian nations, Cambodia, Vietnam, and Laos, all ruled by France.
Yeah.
Indonesia, ruled by the UK. Probably also the Netherlands were in there somewhere. Philippines had a Spanish history. I'm not going to go through them all because I can't think of off the top of my head, but Thailand has always been Thailand. Siam.
So, yeah, I think I said Myanmar. That was a dumb thing to say anyways because I know that there's a George Orwell book called Burmese Days about the like English mistreatment of people in that country around that time. So that was just stupid.
That was a hot seat effect.
That's it, exactly. Just say anything.
All right.
And I was running out of time, too.
I need three.
You need three, and you know what? I think you're going to get it. I think you can get six. I think you can get six here.
Looking forward to it.
I've got my timer in front of me. Are you ready to start?
I'm ready to start.
You ready to start, and I do am ready to start. So, let us start in 3, 2, 1. The 1968 Olympic gold medalist in high jump lends his name to what dominant technique in that sport?
The Fosbury Flop.
That's the one. From 1957 to 1970, Tunku Abdul Rahman served as the first prime minister of what Asian country?
Iran.
Malaysia. In what Dickens novel does the Artful Dodger lead a gang of child criminals, including becoming friends with them, and later betraying the title character?
The one, Bartleby something.
Oliver Twist.
Oh.
Wallonia and Flanders are two of the three regions in what country?
Belgium.
Yes. First published in 1937, On Computable Numbers was whose proof establishing the basis for modern computers?
Alan Turing.
You got it. What supergroup consisted of Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty?
Are they the Yardbirds?
They are the Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, of course they are.
In a 1970s musical sitcom, Shirley, Keith, Lori, Danny, Chris, and Tracy all share what name? Family name.
Keaton?
Partridge.
Oh, the Partridge family.
Partridge family, yeah. And finally, since 1944, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has conducted what annual awards ceremony?
The Foreign Press Association?
That's right.
The Oscars?
The Golden Globes.
Oh.
Okay, time to tally these up. You got so many of them, it's going to be hard to do.
I don't think I got that many of them, but I think I got enough of them.
All right, the tally is in, and Will, you got 4 out of 8, a nice 50%, which, as most people are aware, or if you're new, you might not be aware, we aim for like a 50% get rate for a lot of these, so there you go. Nice and easy, 4 out of 8.
Ooh, big flex on that one.
When you were in a high school gym class, were you a Fosbury flop person or a scissor person?
I was a flopper, but I didn't really do high jump in high school. I won,
or elementary school or whatever.
Yeah. I won the medal for high jump when I was in grade 4. I was the best high jumper in grade 4.
And you were flopping.
And I was flopping.
Damn, nice.
But then what happened was all the other kids hit puberty and got tall. Poor old Will didn't. So that was the end of my high jump career.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
And then I think the... I don't have it in front of me, but so yeah, Wallonia and Flanders are in Belgium, and I think the other region is just called Brussels.
That would have given it away.
Capital. That would have pretty much given away. But nice get on them, anyways. But,
yeah, I think the Walloons are like a type of person or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think it might be a language also, or some sort of situation here. Like if you're Flanders, you're Flemish, isn't that the thing?
I believe so. Yeah,
something like that. Anyways, glad to have done this. Finally, it's been so long, and finally we can get going. We can keep it going and having fun and doing trivia and recording, and we got a whole season to pump out before Christmas, don't we?
That's right. So I would say it. I'm glad to be back.
Thank you so much for listening. Join us next week for a full-blown rapid-fire episode going right back to our roots. Just lots of hot seat effect, lots of quizzing, lots of clues, and I can't wait to see you next week.
Bye!